When protesters flooded Hong Kong's city streets in recent weeks, we called them pro-democracy demonstrations. They were, but they were about something else as well. Many everyday concerns motivated the crowds. They ranged from frustration over jobs and high housing prices to competition and a culture clash with mainland Chinese. NPR's Frank Langfitt explains.
Perry Chong is a diehard. Yesterday, he was sitting beneath a tent in a nearly abandoned protest zone across from the city government headquarters. Chong says people want real democratic representation to address real-world problems, like Hong Kong's crushing housing prices. Chong uses the tent he's sitting under to illustrate some of the city's extremes.
This area, it can cost you $2 million in Hong Kong. So I think that's too crazy.
Gosh, this is like the size of a bedroom.
So we can't accept that kind of price.
A price equal to about $260,000. Chong used to work as a real estate agent. He says one reason prices are so high is newly rich mainlanders snap up apartments as investments and often raise eyebrows by making down payments with bags of cash.
No Hong Kong people, no one would do things like that. If our government do not stop it, we have no power to compete with them for our house.
There's another kind of competition across town at City University of Hong Kong. It's for grades and eventually jobs. Vincent Chow's a sophomore studying finance. 20% of the students in his major are mainlanders. He says Chinese students are very different from local Hong Kongers.
In the weekends, they will study. But in the weekends, the local one will play. They have very high GPA compared to the local students.
You have a lot of small conflicts in the dormitories.
Joseph Chang is a political science professor at the university.
Because these hardworking mainland Chinese students think that local students, they don't work hard, they make too much noise, they affect the serious academic work in the dormitories.
Chang says personal connections, a hallmark of mainland Chinese culture, increasingly influences who gets important jobs in certain sectors here.
If you come from the mainland and you have excellent connections because you are princeling and you come from a very powerful family, then a lot of the financial institutions will be after you because you can open the doors in China.
Chang, who's also a pro-democracy activist, says these various tensions have been building in recent years as people have become more dissatisfied.
Most people would tell you they encounter a decline in real living standards. They see a widening of the gap between the rich and poor. They see more and more collusion between the government and the big business groups.
Of course, China, the world's second largest economy, provides huge benefits to Hong Kong. For example, mainland tourists made 40 million visits here last year and gave a big boost to the local economy. But even that has a sting. Michael DeGolier is a professor of government at Hong Kong Baptist University. He points out that some Hong Kongers now must cater to wealthy Chinese visitors, a big role reversal.
This is really humiliating experience to Hong Kongers who, for many, many years, thought that they were superior to mainlanders.
It's one more source of frustration for people in this former British colony as they try to manage growing pressure from the colossus across the border. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Hong Kong.